Hi all, welcome to Somba Epic Haunts. And yes, when this episode comes out, it's bad news for the people around the world. Haunt season is coming to an end for the events. October is nearly over. You've heard the news. So you've come to us to realise it's a sad time. Halloween Horror Nights is leaving us. So is Halloscream in Orlando, Florida. I'm afraid it's true. So tell me all about it. Tell me about the plans you're making. Next year, I'll go again. Tell me one thing more before I go. I'm going to stomp on Halloscream today. Answer the question, everyone. This is it. When it's over, one more week. Now that I've been loving you so long. We've loved you. It's a love hate with me this year. How am I supposed to live without you? But you people out there, how are you? How am I supposed to carry on? Well, when all that I've been living for is gone. And seriously, as fun as that was, that is over and done with. We are here today on Epic Haunts. Hi all, after that somber moment, welcome to Epic Haunts. I am one of your hosts, Phil, and today I am going to be monster stopping on some of the stuff we'll be talking about today. And I can't do this on my own. I'm with my freshly shaven host, Simon. How you doing, mate?
I'm okay, mate. I'm okay. No. Very freshly shaved. Well, I am freshly. I only shaved it last night, but it's nearly back already.
You look about 7 years old now.
Yeah, well, on personal things, I'm getting a new job, so I need a new beard. Logic.
What about shaving the ponytail off?
Nope. Keeping that.
Yeah, can't win them all. You like it. Anyway, people, as he's alluded, he's got a new job. I hope you enjoyed that first bit there. It was just me just having a bit of fun because I get bored very easy. You've obviously noticed it's a bit weird in the place, the way it's been edited. If you're watching on YouTube, Simon's had technical difficulties with cameras, yep. And it wouldn't be an Epic Haunts without things going wrong for us. So, Actually, tell you the truth, it's lucky it got Eddie because my light stopped working and I've had to put a USB charger into it and it should have been fully charged. But you don't care about stuff like that. You want to know what we're talking about. And as I've alluded to, we're talking about Halloscream today at SeaWorld Orlando, Florida. And if you can guess me saying I'm going to monster stomp, there's things I loved and there's things I don't understand why others like is a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Now, just a warning for everyone out there as well. There could be swearing on this episode. So if you don't want to hear a few swear words, if it's too big for you, quite frankly, fucking grow up.
Well, there you go. There's explicit rating straight away.
There we go. So, Simon, my man, it's Halloscream. And yes. I believe I have got screen share working as a multiple person. Yep. So if you want to take a bit of control here.
Yeah, I've just put you onto the map because I think we're better just going through it as on there.
Because that map, the event.
Exactly. It's a great idea having a map, but having no signage anywhere really for anything else didn't really work. But that's the event and. Should we go to the other stuff? I think is that going over to it? I don't know.
Oh, I don't
know. You've seen the note. Well,
I see scratch on my screen.
There you go. Yeah, well, it's moved over then. Yeah, so I was thinking we'd just go through the each one as we go through it and give it a rating out of 10.
If I can remember them.
Yeah, well, I went before you, didn't I? I went 1 week before you.
Yeah.
And I managed to do two houses that night because I only found three because of the signage.
Oh, my God. And they're hidden away. Let's be truthful here, guys. Yeah. What's this hide and seek, this one? Because I didn't understand what's going on.
If you look at the map, where the entrance is there, it says there's a house to the right-hand side. But I didn't see the house entrance, because that house entrance, I only saw that on the way out for sirens. But anyway, let's go into the houses. We've got Sirens of the Sea.
I did that.
What did you think of this one?
Yeah, it was okay. Nothing special. Yeah, I like the facade outside.
Yeah, it was... It felt like you were going through the sea. I've not had a chance to refresh myself with these ones yet since we've come back.
I think some of the problems... Was it this one where we could blatantly see parts of the rest of the maze? There was big gaps. And members of staff had to point us to go the right way because of that.
Yeah, well, we went later on in the night. And to be honest, a lot of it was... They blurred into a one, to be fair. But the Sirens one, it did... It was hard to find, and I just don't... might be the sound of it. This might be the thing.
A lot of this event is
I'm remembering for the wrong reasons. I'm not remembering it for the houses. I'm remembering it for the incidents that happened and what our observations were going into some of the houses. But Sirens, I did it twice. I found it, actually, I do remember now, it was very short. It was quite short for what it was. I do remember that one being short. But you guys know, probably have done this more than us. Let us know what you thought of it. But the one I know we definitely had a long chat about was Blood Reckoning.
That's because we had to stand in a 10 people queue for an hour and 50 years, maybe.
Well, it was actually 47 minutes and 13 seconds, but...
I think mine sounds better.
but what we did observe is the queue probably held about 55 to 60 people, and they were pulsing, but they were pulsing at every minute and a half, and it was far too long.
The biggest problem...
And they let in the group.
Well, yeah. If there was a group of one or two, they let them go on the row. I'm sorry, but if there's two groups on the row of fours, you know, twos and twos, put them in together. I shouldn't be standing that long waiting. I know you want us to appreciate it and everything and get all the scares, but it still didn't actually work because I actually caught up with the groups ahead of us.
Yeah, we did. It did start to speed up when we were about 10 people, 10 groups in front of us. That's when a manager came around and said, you know what, you need to start speeding this up. And it was every 30 seconds. But other than that, inside this house, I do remember this house.
I loved it a little bit more.
Yeah, we got a very unique scare that actually did make me jump. Was the one from above over the bookcase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very good.
And that was really it from that. The only thing,
can I just say as an event, just full stop before anybody thinks I'm going to slate the whole event. I'm not. Scare actors are so much better at this event than Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes, but they're more vocal. So that's definite, but they need a bit more vocabulary. I'm going to say that word properly.
That was the same at our British one we went to.
Because it was literally, get out, get out, get out. Every single time.
Get out house, my get out. Pub!
Yeah, that's what it felt like. But I don't
think it's
only the second time doing this event, so I will give them a bit of leeway with it. But the sets inside these houses were very good. I will give them that.
Was there just a loads of places where you think there should have been scare actors who wasn't there?
Yeah, I found that quite a lot. But found that in most of the events this year. But anyway, let's just quickly go back to Sirens of the Sea. What would you give that one out of 10 if you can remember it?
I can sort of remember it, 6.
Yeah, mine was about 6.5. It wasn't the best and it wasn't the worst. But Blood Reckoning, that one just for the scare alone, the big scare, well, it definitely gets an 8 from me.
I was going to say 8 as well for that.
But on to the next one that's on the list, if you can see it on the screen. Dead Vines, Root of Evil. I haven't got a clue because I never got through it.
Neither did I, because the queue was hidden away, and then it sounds like it was like blood beckoning. They were only staggering people through.
I have just watched a quick video of each one, well, that one anyway, from Haunt Scene, and it was it looked good, but it looked like there was a lot of light because he actually filmed it during the day, you know, when it's still light outside. It looks like maybe more of an outside maze, but anyway,
that would have been interesting, though.
Yeah, Let's move on to the next, because that one we can't give a rating because we didn't do it. So, I'm not
it got a 10.
Then we've got Captain's Revenge, Downed in Darkness.
It's okay. I like the facade outside again. The house inside wasn't too great, if I'm going to be truthful.
No, it was definitely a Pirates ripoff.
But, oh, yeah.
That's what it went for. And it kind of worked, but yeah, we're not slating it because it was. It was just that things happened before before these houses and during the event that made it a bit more of a downer. So I'm trying to remember the good parts of it. And I'm saying now, the actors were great, the Skrull act, the sets were good. But anyway, I would have given that, I think I'd give that one probably 6 again. It wasn't brilliant, but it was.
I'll give it a 5. Right. Dead middle.
Yeah. We'll move on to the final house because we're not going to be. There's only 5, and we don't want to be here all night. Beneath the Ice. This was raved, not raved as the best house last year, but quite a substantial one. But I found it to be a bit plain. It was just blood splattered walls everywhere.
I can't even remember it. I'm just trying to think of it now. I can't. I know I did it with you, so I definitely did it.
Yeah, it's the one where you're walking through the walk bit of the Arctic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the shop was where I bought my Hallo screened shirt. Yeah. Funny enough, t-shirt.
There was a lot of dead space in this one. That's what I can remember. I can definitely remember there was a lot of dead space.
One of the fastest moving. Lines, though.
Yeah, it was. We were in and out, in and out, in and out.
Problem is, because I can't remember it, I can't give it more than a 5 because I just can't remember it.
Well, this one was, I enjoyed it. The aesthetics were good. There was some good screws. I'll give it a 7.
I just can't think of it.
The only way I can jog your memory is by playing Halsey's video.
Oh, dear.
Because it actually walked through them all. Because it's not that they're very forgettable. It has been a few weeks since we got back, and
I'm starting to remember bits of it. You come out of the Arctic walkway bit, don't you?
Yeah,
the actual inside thing. Yeah,
it was cold in there. I do remember the AC being on quite a bit, so it did feel a bit colder. But it was mainly there wasn't many monsters, if I remember correctly, across this thing. Which, to be honest, beneath the ice, I was expecting a bit more of a sea monster kind of thing, you know, polar bears or yetis or something like that.
Beneath the ice, you could have said it could have been some mutated thing. Yeah, I think if next year they keep it, and they probably will, because only one will go next year, and I believe that'll stay. Maybe if they change the monsters, and that's all they need to do, like mutated polar bears would be awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, I would have given that one a 7. Let's move on to what they called Skrull Zones. Fog, and more fog.
Oh, and not forget the power cuts. Well, I thought there was power cuts because it was always dark and I couldn't see.
That's a question. Where were these Skrull Zones supposed to be? So we've got Sea of Fear.
Well, I don't know, because there were so much gaps between things. It got confusing eventually.
Right, let's have a quick look. Because there was one scare zone I really want to talk about.
Well, actually, before we go into the scare zones while Simon's looking, just let me tell you, everyone, I wasn't the biggest fan of really any of the scare zones, but oh my God, the scare actors, you are awesome. Coming out of bushes and all that stuff, wicked brilliant, you know. I mean, the first night I went as well, there was a scare actor as we walked into the park. He was dressed up as a SeaWorld employee cleaning. And yeah, that was brilliant. I mean, brilliant. Well done, SeaWorld. That was great. I'll give you a 9 out of 10 straight away for the street scare actors for inventive scares is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So everyone, I'm not bashing everything. I really love the scare actors in here. I just wish I could have seen them because I was so worried I was going to walk into one and hurt somebody because it was too dark and too foggy.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. I can't distinguish which one was which because they all kind of seems very similar. The only one that did stand out
was near the shark roller coaster.
Yeah. But really, that was a scurvy rat. I think that's what scurvy rats are hiding in the bush. But the one that did stand out, because I did mention this in the last episode, that this is how you do over-the-head scur zones, is cargo carnage. That's the one where the scurvy rats were above. And they're very seductive, scurvy rats.
Was that the one on the way to Scratch's house?
Yeah. So that ooh, was
that one was it was all red. The scenery was fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic scenery.
So that fitted in. Cutthroat Cove, that just looked like the normal area. I remember that one. It was
I like the scare actors there because they come over to you and talk to you.
Yeah.
So that in character, I thought that was fun. I can't remember half this. Which craft bayou was too opened for me?
Yeah.
Too opened and too dark. Yeah. So I couldn't see the characters. I mean, what I could tell, the characters look brilliant, but it's that same thing Halloween Horror Nights this year. They seem to decide that they couldn't pay the electric bills. So they thought, what can we hold it back on? Let's turn the lights off. That doesn't make it scary.
Well, Deadly Ambush was a big long one as well. With the camper van in it,
I didn't like it. I was so bored. It's going to come and get you. The werewolf's going to get you. Werewolf, where is it?
Yeah,
werewolf.
To be honest, overall, the scare zones weren't really that much. By much scare goals, it sounds like we're actually bashing this, but we're not.
The scare actors were brilliant.
I'm going to give it a middle of the road 5 out of 10 across the.
I'm just going to go because I love the rolling on the feet, things on their knees and that.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bushes. The spade thing didn't always work, if I'm going to tell you the truth. No, it didn't always spark. Man. So that sort of defeats that. Mm. So I was going to give it an 8 out of 10, but the aesthetic's too dark and too foggy. I have to put it down to a 7. So I'm more positive than Simon.
Yeah, I'm being the brutal one. Just because I couldn't distinguish which ones were which. The pirate one was obvious because it was pirates. That cargo one was, but the Sea of Fear, Terror of the Deep, the ice one, they all blend, even though they're in different areas, they all seem very similar. And that puts it down for me, unfortunately. So let's move on to, we'll leave the one in the middle for a minute. Siren Song, we haven't got a clue because we never saw it.
I saw it.
Did you?
It's actually near the ice house one at the front of the park.
Right, okay.
Right, so the sirens are on the stages with like music Americans love, really like all heavy metal there. And they're clantly dressed women with, they're not talking really, they're miming what's meant to be going on. Yeah. And they're like, oh, watch out, so my sister will get you. And it's interesting look, but I probably watched it for 4 minutes and then I walked on. I think I recorded bits of it. Yeah. So one of my vlogs, it might be on there.
Yeah.
I'm not telling my name of my vlog thing, guys. If you want to know it, get to the end of the episode.
Always waiting. He's not putting the cheap money first. Let's move on to then Lurking at the Deeps. I know Phil didn't see this one, but I had a drink.
I walked past it and what I saw, it looked like a kiddie's telling tales thing.
Well, what it was, I sat across it having a drink with Julia across the road, and I could hear what it was. It sounded like he was telling a story. So all these people sat down were the oyster. You know, the oyster, the mermaids come down and grab the oysters for you in during the day. So people sat there waiting to see. So he's talking about different things and talking his story. And you can see people keep looking at the tank, expecting something to happen. And he just stood on the top, just walking around, talking to people. Or just talking to him, not even actual people, but saying his story. And I might be funny, but I think I wouldn't have gone to a scare event to be tell the bedtime story.
Let me tell you how let me tell you how this works next year if they start doing it now. So where it is, you get a big white screen with projector, and he tells his story with no talking on the screen. It doesn't need any speakers and that really. And whatever he's talking about, there's a drawn stories behind him. Doesn't have to be moving, just like a comic book. And that would be 10 times better. And I might go and watch it then. I just want to tell you, though, Siren Song, I'll give that a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Well, that work into the deep. Sorry, but that gets a zero because I don't see the point of a bedtime story.
Well, I fixed it. I can fix it for you people. Just put a screen up. If you're not going to use the water, hide the water, put a screen out there. It takes 5 minutes to put one of these screens out. We've all got one projector screens these days. Yep. And you just protect the story on there while he talks. Mm-hmm. What would be even better if they had a couple of scare actors halfway through it come down and join in. Just randomly join in for no reason whatsoever. Bit of laugh, and if it, even if it was just funny, that would work. Okay, Simon, let's go. Right.
Well, I'm just gonna say Monster Stomp Slasher Alley. Take it away, Phil.
What the fuck was this shit, and how do you all love it? Seriously, I sat at the back, and I'm sorry. Don't pretend everyone loved it out there, and I'm sorry, Jess and Nat, who love it from HHM365. I was watching people walk out, and people in a row, one row back from us, a family, were all laughing their heads off. This wasn't a laughing show. It was meant to be serious. The singing was rubbish. The speakers were terribly dumb, may I add. I mean, everything was screechy. People were not pitch perfect. And don't get me wrong, I can't sing. Neither can Simon Cowell. So don't tell me I can't judge someone singing.
Yeah. I'll go through it. My thoughts were, when they started coming out shouting with that newspaper, I thought, right, we're going to get like a bit of a story behind it. And he just came up, read all about it, the murderer. Then he didn't see anything. Then his guy came out and started singing. Then another woman came out and started singing. And then the skeleton started dancing.
Oh my God, I forgot that. I think that's when I was watching people walking out.
Don't get me wrong, the guys with the knives, or should I say, blunt objects bashing a piece of wood, was enjoyable.
Oh, that was the best part.
But it's not the best thing in the world. That it's just coordination. It's choreography and coordination. There's no tones to it because it's the same noise all the time. It's just doing it at different speeds. But the singing was well off. They destroyed one of my favourite songs, Effervescence, Bring Me Back to Life, has now been destroyed because of the people singing it. Because you need a powerful voice for that song. And she had a powerful voice. He didn't. But like Phil said, the tone wasn't right. The singing was off. And the speakers were crackling. But I don't get the story. If this people are raving about this as being a really good,
Jack the Ripper.
Was it?
I think it was meant to be. I'm going to guess if we're wrong, someone's going to at us at Epic Haunts on Twitter. Right. Yeah, I thought it was meant to be Jack the Ripper in London, and he was trying to corrupt another woman who was kind of evil, but then she was good, then she was evil, then he killed her, then she was evil. It was like She-Hulk. It was all over the place.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys, but yeah, I have to agree with Phil. I didn't know what the storyline was. We went in this completely blind.
Are we just old men?
Maybe.
I'm going to sum this up.
We might be the old,
I have seen
now.
Better in auditions at Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, and they didn't get through as well. So,
Simon's right. I thought it was him, but I have no clue what exactly it was meant to be. Evil Triumph is the only thing I can think of. Get rid of it. I'm sorry, you people who love it out there. I'd rather have a bit of singing. I'd rather have actually a little bit longer, 20-minute longer show with the singing and some acting. Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. But I understand people do love it, and you're completely entitled to your opinion, as we are entitled to ours. And ours are
2 out of 10.
That's generous. I was going to give it 1.
Aircon, mate.
Well, I didn't feel much of the aircon either. I actually did nearly turn to you at one point and says, "Do we really have to watch the rest of this?"
I was looking around and thinking that we've been punked by the other podcast. They all secretly hate it, and they were just trying to make people like us go to it to see how bad it is. But I honestly think they like it, and I honestly think maybe it's an American thing. It's just a different culture altogether. For me, it was like, this is pain. I mean, yeah. It wasn't scary. It was painful. I wanted a demon to come out the floor and drag me down, rip my ears off, and pull my eyes out. But other than that, it was quite good.
Well, I know I choked to death on that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, guys, there's not really much more I can say about it. All I would say is, if you enjoy it, by all means, enjoy it. If we've completely missed something, let us know. If not, this is our opinion. And like we've always said we will be honest on this show. We won't fairy tale everything up, make everything fancy. We will tell you what
we've
think.
We've lost more listeners.
Well, if we've lost you, we've lost you. I do apologise, but there is more better stuff. We have got some more positive things to say.
Because they're British.
Yeah, well.
Well, I've actually said to Simon, jokes aside, guys, I actually want to do an episode on Halloween Horror Nights because we did really bash out for an hour and a half, I feel. That stuff we liked, because I don't want you to think we didn't like it. There was great stuff in it, but we felt like everyone talks about the great stuff all the time. So why not bash stuff as well? Stuff you don't like. I mean, stop. Other shows, you do what you want, but I'm here to tell you what I like and dislike, and I'm never going to change.
Yeah, well, that was a premise of what we said. We said we're not going to be different, we're just going to be ourselves. And ourselves, if we don't like something, we don't like it. It's simple as that.
No, I didn't
if you don't like my pink eye, don't watch. Listen.
Right, all together, Hallowed Screams, how I would sort this out. The zones either need to be bigger or they need to push them closer to each other, the scare zones, and not have so many.
Or shorten them. Because there's something that
turn
was quite
the lights
long.
On. Turn a couple of the lights on and turn the fog down a little bit.
Well, yeah, but if they shorten the scare zones, and make them, that'll make them a bit more intense in my eyes.
But the theme bars look fun.
The biggest thing for me, yeah, the theme bars were good. The drinks are quite expensive for what they were. But
Yes. Guys, when I asked us for a Pepsi, I want the Pepsi in the drink. I don't want a whole glass of bloody ice. I know you think it's saving loads of money, but it's going to piss me off and buy no more from you. The next night I went with my brother. I had one of them refill cups through the daytime, and I took that in with me and just used the freestyle cups because I was not getting conned again.
That's the tip I would say. The beer was nice that I had, but it's quite it was a heavy IPA. But anyway, I would say one thing I would recommend: do something with your signage, please, Hallow Scream, because
put a map on your app as well.
I think they want you to download it, but the problem is if you can't get yourself into a map unless you know what you're doing. Because you can't just look at a map and think, right, well, that's where I'm stood and that's where I'm facing. If you're going to put a map in the app, put the GPS in with it so it shows you which way you're going. Because everyone's got the phones on it. But please just get the signage better and get at least a map going.
Got one good thing, really great thing I loved about it. Riding the roller coasters in the pitch black. And which one's, what's the shark one called again? Is it Mako?
Mako, yeah.
I got to sit right front row at night time. Oh, my God. Chef's kiss for that.
Yeah. The coasters are fantastic. I will say one thing, though. Watching Mako go around and a rocket launch going up through the middle of it was quite interesting to watch as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the great thing. Oh, God. The night we actually met, me and Simon as well. Yeah. And as I was saying, just before we had to stop because of Zoom and what used to be no problems with two people being on, but now they're trying to make everyone go pro and I'm not paying for it anymore. The night me and Simon went, there was a rocket launch and we both didn't realize we were both watching it. And we were only about probably 300 meters away from each other watching it. And that was absolutely awesome. I showed up there, got my Uber there, looked up to the sky because some dude, geezer, was leaving the park and he goes to his missus, what the hell's up there? And, you know, all over exaggerated. So I looked up, I went, oh, rocket launch. Yeah. Cool. And that was awesome to see. But the event, I want to give it a score and I'm going to be nice and give it a 7 out of 10 because I see its potential.
Yeah,
it's brand
I was
new,
gonna...
2 years old. I'm not putting it against Halloween Horror. This is a brand new event.
Yeah, and on that basis, I was going to give it a 6.5, but I would say round it up to a 7 just to give it fair dues. But we will, if Phil is going next year, he will be comparing it that last year to next year, this year to next year. So step your game up, because you've got a bar. You need to go up there.
I'm either going to have Express or I'm going to do their VIP tour thing, whatever they call it. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm only going one night. I honestly don't think you need the pass to go multiple nights to it.
No, but we just got it because thought it was a good deal. And at the time, it was probably a good deal. But we did. I used it twice, I think.
I think I used it twice, maybe 3 times. You know what the funny thing's going to be? Is I'm going to do it next year one day, and I'm going to go, I want to go back! It's going to be so good next probably. Year. And I'll be anyway, like, oh no.
That's enough bashing of SeaWorld.
I don't think I bashed it totally.
No, not really.
I bashed Monsters on because it's a pile of shit.
Yeah. Let's move on to something else that is breaking news.
Oh, SeaWorld.
The last couple of days.
Yes, it is. And right, people, we have the video here of SeaWorld.
Technical problem solved.
Oh, my God, just as I did that.
Does look cool, though.
It looks massive.
Yeah, well, if you're wondering and you're not listening to this and you're not seeing it, it's actually going to be at the front of the park going over the entrance, and it is a stand-up roller coaster.
Not the first on the planet, but it's not the first on the planet, it's a stand-up.
No, it's not the first.
But it's a new chair design thing that makes it more comfortable.
Yeah, it looks like they've got like shock absorbers, it's saying. Why would they put that over the front of that? Never mind. Anyway.
Because they're SeaWorld.
Yeah. But the roller coaster is called Pipeline. And my screen is going huge and I don't like it like that. Why is it doing this? Oh, I guess.
Simon is having. I'm not getting rid of this. Simon is having a mare tonight. It's probably more scary for him tonight than it was in the haunt events.
Well, it's a Thursday night. I'm not used to sorting these things out on a Thursday night.
Yeah, it's actually my fault, guys. I actually messaged him today to say, do you fancy recording tonight instead?
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be stand up roller coaster, 110 feet tall. They believe there's one or maybe two inversions. So you actually do go upside down while you stood up. And I have done that once, and that is a weird feeling. And I think it's 60 mile an hour launch. So, and like as Phil alluded to, the restraints move up and down with your body while the track's moving to give it a bit more comfortable. Because usually stand-up roller coasters, the restraints are there. And if you move up, you hit the restraints, but supposedly you bounce.
This is what worries me with this ride. Now, I'm going to go super tall people. I think they're going to have problems being on this ride. I think they're going to be there with it. And I'm pretty, you know, I've got a bit of a fat belly. I'm worried for big people. Not my size, I mean big.
Why
I'm trying
people,
to say that in a nice way.
No, so, it depends. The thing is, the restraints go over the shoulders. If you're broad-shouldered, you will struggle to get on this coaster. If you're taller than 6'3", I think you're going to struggle to get on this coaster. There's no official announcement yet.
What about really short people as well?
No, because looking at the way these are, I think these will be a minimum height of 48 inches, which is 4 foot.
All I know is I'm glad I decided to go back next year now because, oh my God, I can't wait to do this.
Yeah, it does look fun. I have done one stand-up roller coaster before, and it's an old
Newcastle season.
What?
That's a stand-up roller coaster up and down.
No, we're up and we're staying there. Oh, we're up there at the moment.
No, we're going to get your Saudi owners' blood money put in prison.
Oh, that jealousy. Podcast is dead now. Leave it. Stop it. Bring it back. But yeah, guys, so we've got a new roller coaster coming to SeaWorld. I think that's what we're going to do because I did think we said we were going to mention this, didn't we?
I think we need to mention a few things on this, yeah. So I think we should get it out now.
Yeah. If you're wondering why we have actually mentioned this on this Epic Haunts podcast, Tech Project, the Epic Florida Project, is not completely disappearing. It's going to be added into this kind of when things are relevant to the part we're talking about with the screams, because it's got too much for both of us, unfortunately. And we are so sorry to see that we're going to have to not, well, retire it. But everything's still going to be on the feed. You'll still be able to watch them back when they're on YouTube and on the podcast. But what we do would recommend, if you are a Tech Project follower on Twitter or Instagram, can we ask you to move over to Epic Haunts, please? Because we will be turning them feeds off on Instagram and Twitter. Because running four Twitters and four Instagrams is a bit too much.
I know. I killed off Epic Sports 2 days ago, mate. So
yeah, it's nothing against the podcast. The podcast was going well. We were enjoying it, but we found that we were being drawn into the Universal and Disney, which is that what we were trying to stay away from.
Well, we wanted to talk about Epic Universe, but
yeah.
My biggest problem is there's so many great podcasts out there already doing this. And there's a lot of podcasts doing haunt events as well, but I don't think there's as many. And I think we're a bit different. We're not just Orlando Pacific haunt events in Florida. We want to hit the UK as well. So I feel like we're different from everyone else on this.
Yeah, there is one major UK podcast out there, and I give them a shout out because they're a great couple, Mikey and Hannah from Skirtrack. They're the first ever UK haunt attraction podcast, and they will be the best. They always have been. And if we can get anywhere near towards there, I'll be absolutely over the moon. But like I said, we're going to concentrate on the UK and US as well, so we're mixing them into each other. I'm only going to really talk about what we're doing mainly. There's going to be other haunt events out there.
I also want to, we will be late when news starts breaking for next year. Obviously, we'll be doing all that again. After this episode, we are going to go fortnightly for a bit.
Yes.
We've got so many great episodes coming up as well. We've got to record. Yeah. We've got about three or four guests who had so different ways of doing Halloween Horror Nights that we want to do them different. We want to give them all a chance.
Well, so we've got,
there's going to be loads of Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Who?
We've got a newbie. We've got a newbie coming on who's never been to the event before. We've got a regular who's been before and still relatively new to the event-ish and a seasoned veteran, I think. So we've got a few people coming up.
Also got Gaz and his family coming on. Gaz, who was, anytime he wants to be a part of the show, he's always welcome back to come on and work with us. So Gaz and the Incredible Wilsons will be coming on. The Craig, as I believe you called him, coming on.
Yeah.
And obviously, Joe, I'm the one who I like having a bit of banter. She's actually just messaged me 5 minutes ago, funny enough. He's going to come on. And he did a short trip. So that's what we're more interested to see. Donna Lane's coming on. She went to the events. Unfortunately, the weather was terrible for her the night she went, for both Hallow Screens and that. So it's interesting. And she's American. So it's interesting to see, you know, so many different layers of how it's been done. And it's not just our opinion. We're letting, because they're listeners, we're letting them tell you what they think as well. So if they agree with us, we can't be that wrong.
No.
And it's a shout out to anybody else out there. If you want to come on, get hold of us, I say it on Twitter or at Epic Haunts. All the other podcast people out as well. If you really strongly disagree with us, either invite us onto your show or come on to ours like that. And it's not like you're on your piss off, I don't like you. It's a bit of fun debate, banter with each other.
Definitely.
That sort of thing.
Definitely. And like I say, the Instagram messages are open and all filled. Doesn't like it on there, but I've got the Instagram and I've got the Twitter on it, Epic Haunts.
That's because every time I read a message on there, do you want to make some jewellery? No, I don't, whoever you are. Go away.
Well, it's a simple button. You block it. Don't.
Yeah, but they're all fake. Everyone's fake on Instagram. Even the... look at me. 5 seconds later. Look at me and my child. Oh, you got to say this on YouTube. Look at me and my child. All happy. 5 seconds later off the camera. You little shit. I'm not having... I know what you lot do.
Well, it's simple enough to find. Here's the crumbs of plugs. Epic Haunts on Instagram, Twitter, and
eventually your podcast YouTube. And YouTube.
And it will be
TikTok as well. And here comes my cheap plug. If you want to see my trip in Orlando, Florida, and my up and coming Tenerife trip, where I'm going to be very drunk for my birthday, check me out on YouTube. I think I've got over 566 subscribers now. I was 569, so I've upset someone with an Orlando vlog here and there. But come and check them out. I'm vlogging right now. There's the vlog somewhere out. Loads more to come. Just go and check out me and my family on holiday. Epic film.
Yeah.
One more time. Epic film. Epic film.
He's dead.
Oh, dear. Yeah, guys. So that's going to be it for this episode.
No, cheap maybe plug. Not. Stop. Cheap plug. To Craig Lucas. Simon's actually done a podcast with Craig Lucas. It was nothing to do with me or our podcast things. It's with, is that Universal podcast? With Joe, funny enough. So yeah. Simon is actually on there helping out. So go and check it out when it drops.
Yep. Halloween night, is I think he's dropping
there
it.
There you go, Halloween guys. Day. Go and check that one out. That'll be Joe's first one. And then you can hear more Joe's.
I said it on there, and I'll say it on here. It's only rightful that Craig pops his cherry. Podcast cherry.
Young man! I think everyone thinks I've been drinking tonight and I'm only on the water.
Well, I was drinking blood, but it's empty now. Well, it doesn't look it, but it is actually empty.
Guys, I hope you've seen in this episode, though, that we have that serious, moody side. We like to think it's fair criticism, but you can also see as well at the beginning of the show, at the end of the show, we like to have a joke as well.
Yes, we do. So, enjoy
Simon
yourself.
Tries, and Simon wants to kill me. Anyway, guys, as Simon says, on all the socials, at Epic Haunts, I'm Phil, he's Simon. Have a great time and see you on the next episode of Epic Haunts, where I believe we might have Joe on, funny enough.
We'll have a guest.
Yeah. And we may talk Tally's Farm at some point. Who knows?
Yeah.
Be good, be epic.
And stay spooky.
I'm not doing it.
What?
Tally's Farm, die.